Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making an old-school D&B top loop feel smoky, human, and just a little bit dangerous in Ableton Live 12. The whole idea is simple, but the results can be huge. We're taking a tight top loop, something with hats, rides, shuffles, or chopped break texture, and we're deliberately offsetting it against the main kick and snare. Not randomly, not enough to make it sloppy. Just enough to create that push-pull feel you hear in darker jungle, rollers, and warehouse-style drum and bass. If every drum element lands perfectly on the grid, the groove can feel clean, but also a bit lifeless. When the top loop leans slightly ahead or falls slightly behind the backbone, it starts to feel like it's being played by a person, or like it came from a dusty sampler that has its own attitude. That's the vibe we want. So first, choose the right loop. This works best with a loop that has top-end movement, not a huge full break that already contains a lot of kick and snare. We want something that supports the main drum pattern rather than fighting it. Drag the loop into an audio track and warp it to the project tempo. In Live 12, take a moment to listen to the character of the sample. If it's clean percussion, beats or complex pro can work well. If it's more break-heavy, beats mode with transient preservation is usually the move. The goal here is to keep the loop punchy and alive, not overstretched and fragile. Now align it roughly with your drum pattern. Then comes the key move, offset it on purpose. We're not trying to fix timing here, we're trying to create feel. A good starting point is a tiny nudge, something like 5 to 20 milliseconds, or a small rhythmic shift, maybe around a 1/64 or 1/32 note depending on the loop. If you want the loop to feel urgent, push it slightly ahead. If you want that murkier, draggy warehouse feel, place it slightly behind. A really useful trick in Ableton is to use track delay instead of permanently moving the audio clip around. That way, you can audition different offsets quickly and change them later if needed. Try something like -5 to -12 milliseconds for a forward push, or +5 to +15 milliseconds for a laid-back drag. Those are small numbers, but in drum and bass, small timing changes can completely change the energy. Here's a nice intermediate approach. Keep the kick and snare locked, and automate the top loop delay across sections. For example, in the intro, you might have the loop sitting a little behind the grid for a hazy feel. Then in the drop, bring it a little forward for more bite. Then in the breakdown, return it to center so the arrangement breathes. Now let's shape the tone. We want the loop to live in the upper rhythmic layer, not clutter the low mids or mask the snare. Add EQ8 and high pass the loop somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz, depending on the sample. If it's sharp or harsh, make a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz. If there is brittle hiss, you can tame that too with a narrow cut higher up. After that, add a bit of saturation or drum bus. Keep it subtle. This is not about making the loop huge and glossy. It's about dust, glue, and weight. A little drive, a touch of crunch, and maybe soft clip if needed can help the loop feel more like an old sampler or a worn tape path. If you use saturator, just a few dB of drive is often enough. The moment it starts sounding polished instead of gritty, back off. Another thing that helps a lot is groove. If the loop feels too stiff after the offset, try adding a subtle groove from the groove pool. Keep the amount light, maybe 10 to 35%. We're not trying to swing it into a totally different rhythm. We just want a little extra human drift. You can also vary the placement over time. For example, let the loop feel slightly ahead for the first 8 bars, then slightly behind for the next 8, then return it to dead center for a phrase release. That kind of movement makes the arrangement feel intentional instead of looped. Now for atmosphere. This is where the smoky warehouse character really comes alive. Use auto filter and automate the cutoff so the loop opens gradually over 8 bars or closes down before a transition. You can keep the loop darker in the intro, then reveal more top end as the drop arrives. That sense of opening and closing creates tension without needing extra drums. Reverb throws are also very effective, but use them carefully. Put a reverb on a return track, keep the decay moderate, and filter the return so it doesn't cloud the sub or the snare. Then automate a send on just one or two hits before a section change. A single reverb splash at the end of a phrase can make the next bar hit much harder. Now listen around the snare. This is important. The snare is the spine of most D&B patterns, so the top loop should support it, not mask it. If the loop is crowding the snare transient, reduce its level slightly right on the backbeat. Sometimes just dropping the loop by 1 to 3 dB on the snare hit makes a huge difference. If a hat or ride lands awkwardly there, edit that one hit out or shorten it. Tiny edits like this keep the groove clear and let the snare crack through. If you want a more advanced move, split the loop into layers. You can duplicate the track, process the high end differently from the mids, and offset only the upper layer a little more. That gives you a complex feel while keeping the lower brake texture more stable. It's a great way to get motion without wrecking the groove. You can also create two different versions of the loop and interlock them. For example, one layer might feel slightly late, while a quieter percussion layer feels slightly early. That contrast can create a really rolling pocket, especially in darker tracks. Once the loop is sitting well, route it into a drum bus with the rest of the kit. Then use gentle glue compressor settings, maybe just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction, with a moderate attack and a fairly quick release. The point is to glue the drums together, not flatten the life out of the offset you just created. If the groove starts feeling too pinned down, ease off the bus compression. Now think arrangement. A great top loop should not sound identical for 64 bars. Use automation to make it evolve. In one section, keep it filtered and behind the grid. In another, bring in more top end and shift it slightly ahead. In a build, automate the saturation up a little, then bring it back down in the main groove. In the last bar before the drop, maybe cut the loop for a moment or throw a reverb tail, so the re-entry feels huge. This is one of the biggest takeaways in DNB production. You don't need to keep adding new samples to create energy. Timing, tone, and automation can do a lot of the heavy lifting. Before you commit, compare the processed version against the original. Turn the monitoring level down as well as up. Sometimes a loop sounds exciting loud but messy at low volume. If the groove still reads clearly when quiet, that's a good sign. Also check the mix in mono, especially if you've added any whitening or ambience. The kick, snare, and sub should stay solid while the top loop brings movement. If the printed version feels better, freeze and flatten or resample it. That can save CPU and lock in the character you've built. But if you're not sure yet, keep the setup editable so you can keep adjusting track delay, automation, and processing. Here's the core lesson in one sentence. Offset the top loop with intention and use Ableton's timing, groove, and automation tools to make it feel alive without losing drum clarity. So as you work, remember this. Think in layers, not just one loop. Offset against the snare, not the whole bar. Use negative delay carefully. Keep checking the groove at different listening levels. Save a dry reference version so you can /B compare and avoid overdoing it. If you want a quick practice pass, try this. Make one version of the loop tight and dry. Make a second version slightly late with some saturation and a filter sweep. Then make a third version slightly early with a reverb throw before a transition. Drop each one over the same drum pattern and listen to which one feels most alive, which one lets the snare punch through, and which one gives you that smoky warehouse energy. That's the move. Small timing shifts, smart automation, and a little texture can turn a simple old-school top loop into a proper DNB weapon.